Who's feeling good this morning? Who's feeling good? Who's ready to praise? All right. Who's feeling sleepy this morning? Yeah, that means you need to praise to wake you up. Okay, let's pray. Let's just get into this here this morning. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we thank you that you're already here before we could ask. You're already here before we could think about it. You live in us. You say you never leave us nor forsake us, so you're already here. The possibility to raise the dead is already here. The possibility for joy unspeakable is already here. The possibility for victory over anxiety and depression is already here. The possibility for healing is already here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You paid for it and you said it was finished. Finished at the cross. Thank you, Jesus. We just speak tremendous joy over your people here this morning. You said it would be our strength. Thank you, Jesus. That means when other things come, we have something to rely upon. We have a joy that we have a backlog of, that we have a well, a deep well of. We thank you, Jesus, that when things come our way, that we can look to your promises, look to what you've said, trust and lean upon you, and lean upon the joy that we have that is our strength here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just continue to soak in that. Thank you, Jesus. You've meant for us to be people of joy, people of life. Thank you, Jesus. And we don't want to be stagnant. There is no life in stagnancy. We want to be moving. We want to be flowing. We want to be growing, channeling the good things that you have promised to us, letting those fruits of the Spirit flow through us, not letting anything dead rest, but constantly being touched, constantly being moved by your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel that so strongly. He wants to awaken us to life. He wants to awaken us to his Holy Spirit, who is constantly bringing life to us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Does anybody feel that here this morning? Holy Spirit is moving right now. Thank you, Jesus. He's bringing life to dead things. Just let him flow through you. Let him push out all the junk, all the fears, all the negativity. Thank you for life here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm having trouble moving on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life. Thank you for life. Just worship him. Worship him. Thank you for life. You're pushing out all the garbage right now. You're pushing out all the fears and the lies. Thank you, Jesus. You're restoring hope. You're restoring brokenness. Thank you, Jesus. It's what you do. Where you are, there is no dead things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing it out. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging seas. My God, he holds the victory. Yeah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. Thank you, Jesus. We worship the God who was.
We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging seas. My God, He holds the victory. Yeah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. But we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise.
Amen. Let's sing. We sing the God who heals.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. Cause He hung up on that cross and He rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise.
Yes, worship Him this morning.
We'll shout out your praise.
Yes.
We'll shout out your praise. Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. The prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be crying. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely good today. And we won't be crying. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. But we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. We'll shout out your praise. We'll shout out your praise. We'll shout out your praise.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Give Him a shout this morning. Shout it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Lord.
Amen. When you start to feel that flow, when you start to feel that joy just go through you, you can't help but just feel overwhelmed. That's my cry for everyone here this morning. Just overwhelm them with your goodness. Overwhelm them with the joy that you have for them. You can't help but just start to feel giddy. You can't help but just start to feel happy. You forget about your worries. You forget about the things that you were so overwhelmed with. Thank you, Jesus. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Not gonna live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I feel. Deep down I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. Through you I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause you gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Not gonna live by what I feel. I'm not gonna live by what I see. I'm not gonna live by what I feel. Deep down I know that you're here with me. I know that you can do anything. Me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living my faith. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Through you, I can do anything. You gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I'm living by faith. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. worship him. Thank you, Jesus. The possibilities are endless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We got to start believing it before we're going to see it. We got to stop being humanistic in this way. We got to stop. He calls us to believe, and then we will see. Believe, and we will receive. If your heart struggles with that, if your heart struggles to say nothing is impossible, start with your heart. He says, out of the heart flows all issues of life. It's not a matter of your head. Sometimes it's a deeper thing. Your heart tells you things your head doesn't correctly process. I think about this all the time. In an earthly example, if somebody were to come up to you and say, your father was a murderer, and you had absolute assurance, you had absolute, you know, you lived with that person, you loved that person, you knew that person, would you stay silent? Or would your heart rise up and say, that's not true, that's a lie. That's a lie. Your heart, your head could believe that, but your heart instantly tells you that's false. Our heart should tell us on a deeper level, and it should be, if you're looking for faith in your life, your heart should rise up. Your heart should tell you. Your heart should be a strong force that opposes your mind and says, my God is a healer. Your heart should oppose your mind and say, my God is good. When bad things come my way, our head could say, no, how could God allow this? But our heart should rise up and say, the word of God is truth. The word of God is faithful. It never fails. I'm not going to believe what my head says. I'm going to go to my heart and believe what my heart, or believe what the word of God says. It has to be a deeper thing. Your heart should reject what your mind can sometimes believe. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You said it. God, we need to shed the layers of unbelief, the layers of fear, the layers of living in this life that have made us callous to your word. Have hardened our hearts against what you have said and what you have promised. God, help us to not be fleshly in this. Help us to be like little children who believe their father at his word. Thank you, Jesus. That we would begin to trust you with absolute 100% faith, knowing that your word does not fail, knowing that you do not fail. We thank you, Jesus. Continue to peel off those layers of doubt and disbelief. Those layers of fear, we can trust you with our lives. We can trust you with our hearts. We thank you, Jesus. We welcome you here to do that here this morning. For each life, for each situation, we may trust you in some areas, but we have no trust in others. Show us those situations and show us those areas. Thank you, Jesus.
Shame is done.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free, then my shame is undone. Your presence flows. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience
against the enemy, and we take no prisoners, Lord. We cast them down and we call them done. In Jesus' name, you're free.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's free indeed. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. For you are the one and only God. And you see us and you love us and you speak into our hearts and you say, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You're wonderful. I adore you. You are mine. Speak those words over yourself because he's speaking them into your hearts. Oh, no. Shut up.
So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you. I want more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you. fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God. So sit a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So sit a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God. So sit a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. Yes, I want more of you, God.
Lord, our desire is for revival. As Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, stir up. Lord, I pray this morning that we will stir up the gift that you have placed within us, that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is a down payment. He is a guarantee of everything else that you have promised us. Lord, we want it all. Lord, we ask that we would begin to allow our preconceptions, some of our theology, just to fall to the wayside today and allow you to breathe something fresh within us. We need a fresh wind, Lord. A fresh breath from heaven. Stir in us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are to pray with our understanding. We are to pray in the Spirit. I encourage you today, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we lift our prayers before you. Lord, you gave us a prayer language. The Bible says when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays through us. Lord, the Bible says that the Spirit knows the mind of God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know what your people need this morning. There are people that need a physical touch today. There are people in this body that need encouragement today. Hallelujah. There are those that need to be delivered. Hallelujah. There are those, Lord, that are desiring something more than what they're experiencing. I pray today, Lord, that you will just touch. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want more. Can we sing it?
More. I want more.
Ah, tell him. Jesus, we want more. Oh, hallelujah.
So pour it out.
Pour it out. Oh, Lord, we're thirsty. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want more. I want more of you. So pour it out.
Yes.
I want more.
I want more.
I want more. I want more. I want more.
Oh, we want more of you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It's our prayer, Lord. It's our prayer. More than what we want, Lord. More than our healing, Lord. More than anything we desire in this earth, we want more of you. Hallelujah. More than anything.
We want more. I want more. I want more.
Maybe you're in this house today and you want more than what you're experiencing today. Maybe you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Maybe the dose that you had a year ago is not enough today. The Bible talks about there will be times of refreshing, hallelujah, where we can get a new dose, a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're in the house today and you need a new touch today. I'm going to invite you forward today. Make a move today. Are you hungry in your spirit today for something more? Something more. You want more of Him today? I'm asking you to move. The Lord is in the house. The Holy Spirit is here today. And He wants to minister to you today. Hallelujah. I want more. I want more. Is your spirit crying out this morning? I want more. Hallelujah. Don't go out the same way you came in this morning. Don't carry out what you carried in. Hallelujah. He is here today. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus is calling, church. He's calling. The invitation is given. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a call of rededication today. I believe the Lord wants to do something if you allow Him. If you allow Him, if you meet Him here. You say, I don't have to get out of my seat. No, you don't. But as we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about Ezekiel, that the stream began at the altar. Began at the throne and went by the altar. And it's at the altar that we receive. And as it went out the east gate, we read there, in Ezekiel, that the water got deeper and deeper. I encourage you to be a Doug, to get in the water. Get off the bank. Get in the water. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is speaking to someone here today, or multiple individuals today. Folks, we're coming into a time where we can't play anymore. We can't play church. He's getting us ready to be the church. The week before, we talked about being thirsty. The woman at the well. We need to be drinking from the well, church. Hallelujah. Jesus. I don't feel released to go on from this moment because I believe God wants to do some things. Jesus.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Let's sing that. As the deer, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
What's the Lord speaking to you? Meet him at the altar.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, you're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. And I love you more than others, so much more than anything. You alone, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you, and I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire. Silver only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You Jesus, we long for you. You satisfy every need. You even satisfy our wants. Thank you, Jesus. How he loves us. How he loves us. Thank you, Jesus. think the Holy Spirit is speaking to me and just saying, it's okay to unwind your mind. We're so used to busy lifestyle that sitting here can feel awkward. But whenever you're able to do that and you just set that awkwardness aside, that is such a restful time. When you just, you know, your mind wants to do something. But in reality with God, fellowship is fellowship. Whether you sit there and do nothing and just soak in His presence, just get to know Him better, just let Him love on you, break down walls, break down barriers. Just let Him touch your heart. That's just challenge you to just set aside that awkwardness that you think is awkward and just spend time and just rest and gain something from this moment. God is here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We push aside our mentalities. Fellowship is fellowship. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you're speaking to hearts. You're speaking to lives. You're renewing mentalities. You're renewing minds. You're renewing hearts. You're giving strength to those who are weak. You're giving health to those who are broken. Thank you, Jesus. We speak it. We speak it in Jesus' name. We speak life over Chapel on the Hill and over all of this congregation. We speak health and wellness. We speak your peace. We speak joy unspeakable. We speak fullness of life. We speak rest. We speak rest when the world panics. We speak rest. We speak wisdom to not panic. We speak wisdom when there's difficult situations. Lord God, we believe for that. And we know that Holy Spirit is a big part of that. You're in communion with us. You're in fellowship with us. And you're taking us to good places. Let us not get bored or let our minds wander in times like this. You have insight and you have wisdom. You have things to speak. You have things to do in our lives. You have things to do within our hearts. We thank you that this time is not wasted. This time is everything. This time is everything. Everything. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want you more than yesterday. I want you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need the song I sing more than the next heartbeat. Oh, more than anything, and Lord, as time goes by, I will be by your side. 'Cause I never wanna go back to my own life. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say.
There's a lot of truth in what Pastor Blake was saying, that just being still in the presence of the Lord for many seems like a waste of time. But it's in those moments that we actually hear the voice of God. We allow His Spirit to do His greatest work, because we're not performing. We're not doing, but we're waiting. We're allowing Him to speak to us. No, I'm not going to preach. The Lord decided to take a different direction today. And don't feel like you came today and it was like, this is not what I expected. That's what we're looking for. The unexpected. For the Lord to show up and to minister to you. So as we close the service out today, we do want to continue to pray for revival. We had a special prayer request from our missionaries in Trinidad, Pastor Obadiah Clark. They're opening up revival tonight at 5 p.m. our time, I believe. So he asked if we would just pray. The Spirit of God will show up there. Father, we just come to you today, and we are privileged, God, to be able to partner with some of our home folks, Lord, but they're also missionaries, Lord, people that you've called to go other places, Lord. And we're grateful today to agree with Pastor Obadiah, Lord, and we're agreeing with him, his wife, his team, his church, Father. We're believing for revival. God, that tonight, God, that all the heavens would open and the rain would come down. Oh, Lord, send the latter rain, Father. We're in that day, Lord. We're hungering and thirsting within our own spirits. Even though we may not understand why we're thirsty, why we're not as satisfied as we are, Lord, it's because we're hungering for more. We're hungering for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We're hungering for your presence. And Lord, as they're praying for that, for them, Lord, down there to receive that, Lord, we're praying that here in our church, Lord. Oh, Jesus, let us not give up. Let us not give in. But Lord, a lot of wonderful things have been said here today, Lord. You have spoken to your body. And we're praying that some of the truth that was spoken today will seep down into our hearts and into our spirits. And Lord, if it touched us in some of those areas of our life, Lord, where we need to repent, that we need to improve, that we need a little bit of encouragement in, I pray today that we will receive that. That we will walk out here, Lord, with that encouragement in our mind, with a heart that's renewed, with our eyes on you, looking for what you have in store for us. Lord, you've called all of us to be missionaries. I pray, Father, help us to drink from the well. Help us to drink from that well. And out of that well, out of that water, will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Lord, we're thirsty. The people around us are thirsty. We have the answer, and it's found in you. We thank you for this service today, Lord, and we're grateful. We're grateful, Lord, that you know what we need when we need it. And we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. And everybody said, amen. Amen.